Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a vocal phrase and turning it into a bouncy, textured rhythmic layer for jungle, old school DNB, and rollers. The goal is not to make the vocal act like a big pop hook. We want it to behave more like a percussion instrument with attitude. Chopped, bounced, ghosted, smeared, and rephrased so it pushes the groove forward without stealing the spotlight from the drums and bass. If you're working on a roller and the drums are solid but the arrangement still feels a bit flat, this technique is a great fix. A vocal texture can add human swing, tension, and release. It can sit somewhere between a hat pattern and a synth stab, and when it's done right, it makes the whole track feel like it's breathing. Let's start with the source. Pick a vocal phrase that has rhythm, not just meaning. Short is usually better. 1 to 3 words is ideal, or even a single syllable if it has a strong attack. You want consonants, breath, and a shape you can chop into useful pieces. Words like run, come, step, or listen can work really well, because they have a clear front edge and enough body to texture later. Drag the vocal into Ableton and set the warp mode based on the material. If it's a full phrase, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and chopped, Beats mode often feels better. For a simple monophonic tone, tones can work nicely. If the vocal has a strong transient, Beats mode with transient settings kept tight can give you a punchy, sliceable result that locks to the grid. Now we get to the fun part, slicing. Right-click the clip and slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transient or by 1/8 notes, depending on how rhythmic the phrase already is. Ableton will put it into Simpler inside a drum rack, which means you can now play the vocal like a drum kit. That's the mindset shift here. We're not treating it like a lead vocal anymore. We're treating it like a rhythm source. As you map the slices, pay attention to the useful parts. Usually the most valuable bits are the consonant start, the vowel body, the breath, and the tail. Set a short release so the chops stay tight. You don't want long smeary overlaps unless that's the effect you're after. For a roller, a tight, controlled vocal chop often works better because it leaves room for the kick, snare, and bass to stay in charge. Try building a simple one-bar pattern where the vocal answers the groove instead of leading it. Put the main syllable on an offbeat. Drop a tail just before the snare. Then place a chopped response after the snare to create that push-pull feeling. That call and response relationship is huge in DNB. It makes the vocal feel like part of the drum conversation, rather than a separate layer sitting on top. Once the pattern feels good, bounce it. This is a really important step. You can resample it onto a new audio track, or freeze and flatten once the MIDI pattern is locked in. Bouncing gives you freedom. It lets you warp, process, and rechop the result without worrying about the original source all the time. It also starts giving the vocal that sampled, record-like character that suits jungle and old-school energy. After bouncing, listen for the most musical moments. Sometimes the best texture is not the main word, but the tiny breath before it. Sometimes it's a clipped consonant that now behaves like a transient. Sometimes it's a tail that can be reversed into the next snare. This is where you start thinking like an arranger and a sound designer at the same time. Now tighten the timing. In rollers and jungle, micro-timing matters a lot. You can shift a chop a few milliseconds late to make it feel laid-back and smoky. You can push another chop slightly early to create urgency before a snare. You can also use subtle groove from the groove pool if the track needs a little more human bounce. The point is to make the vocal feel intentional, but not mechanically perfect. For old-school and jungle vibes, a little imperfection is part of the charm. A good way to think about the arrangement is in phrases. In an 8-bar section, the vocal might stay sparse at first, then get denser as the loop develops. Maybe it only appears in bars 3 and 4, then returns in bars 7 and 8 with a reversed or delayed tail leading into the loop restart. That kind of spacing creates momentum. It makes the listener feel the phrase turning over without filling every gap. Now let's make it sound like a record. Build an effect chain on the vocal texture. A solid starting point is EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, and then echo or delay, with reverb either on a return track or used very lightly. You can also add a compressor if you need to keep the level under control. Use EQ first to clear out unnecessary low end. High pass the vocal so it doesn't interfere with the sub. If it's biting too hard, soften the area around the upper mids. Then use saturator to add a little thickness and attitude. A few dB of drive can go a long way. Redux can add subtle grit and lo-fi character. Don't overdo it unless you want a more destroyed vibe. Auto filter is great for movement, especially if you want to open and close the vocal over time. Echo or delay can add depth, but keep the repeats dark and controlled so they don't clutter the groove. For a more old-school jungle flavor, Keep the vocal slightly lo-fi and filtered. For a darker modern roller, you may want the vocal drier and more restrained, with short delay throws instead of a big wash of reverb. A really nice trick is to send only the chopped vowel parts to reverb while keeping the consonants dry. That way the groove stays crisp, but the atmosphere still blooms around it. The next step is making the vocal interact with the snare and bass. This is where the composition starts feeling believable. Vocals in DNB work best when they answer the main rhythmic pillars. So place the vocal after the snare, or just before the next bar, or in a space where the bass line breathes. If your bass line is busy in the same pocket, don't force the vocal to fight it. Let one of them step back. A simple way to think about it is this: kick snare groove, then vocal response, then bass fill, then vocal answer again before the loop resets. That's a proper conversation. If the vocal lands too hard on the snare or sits on top of the bass, the energy can get muddy. But if it responds to those elements, it becomes part of the machine. Now we add motion. Duplicate the vocal clip and make a few variations. One version can be dry and tight. Another can be filtered. Another can have more delay or reverb. You can even make a heavier, distorted one for later in the drop. Then automate things like filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb wet level, or saturation drive across 4 or 8 bars. You can also try pitch changes for tension. A small upward pitch shift on a background layer can create that haunted, sampled feeling. A downward shift can make it darker and more weighty. Keep the main layer clear if it needs to read, and use the more extreme versions as support or transition material. A really useful arrangement move is to give each section a different vocal personality. For example, the intro could use a filtered vocal texture with lots of space. The first drop could use a dry chopped version with subtle delay. The second drop could get heavier, dirtier, or more shredded. Then the breakdown could stretch the vocal and wash it out. That gives the track narrative without needing a full sung hook. Mixing matters here too. The vocal texture should support the drums and bass, not dominate them. High pass it so it stays out of the sub range. If the stereo field gets too wide, narrow it down with utility, especially if you've had a big reverb or wide delay in the chain. Always check in mono. If the vocal disappears or gets messy in mono, simplify it. A good DNB vocal texture should still read in the center of the mix. Level-wise, keep it tucked under the drums unless it's specifically a featured transition element. In many cases, the best vocal texture is the one you almost feel more than hear. It adds energy without demanding attention. That's what makes it work in a roller. Here are a few common mistakes to watch for. First, making the vocal too long. In DNB, shorter often hits harder. Second, letting it fight the snare. If that happens, move it slightly or carve out some mid-range. Third, over-widening it. That can make it feel disconnected. Fourth, drowning it in reverb. That can destroy the groove. And finally, forgetting the relationship with the bass. If the vocal and bass are speaking at the same time too much, one of them needs to step back. If you want a darker, heavier result, try layering a clean vocal chop with a degraded duplicate. Put redux and saturator on the dirty layer and blend it in quietly underneath the cleaner one. You can also reverse the last part of a chop and place it before a snare to create a subtle suction effect. That little reverse pocket is a classic tension move. Another good technique is ghost hits. Place very low volume vocal fragments under the main pattern. They don't need to stand out. They just need to imply motion. That kind of detail adds old school sample character and helps the loop feel alive. If you want an easy practice routine, spend 10 to 20 minutes building a vocal texture over a basic roller loop. Pick a short phrase, slice it, program a one-bar answer to the snare, bounce it to audio, add EQ, saturator and auto filter, then duplicate it into filtered, dirty and reversed versions. Arrange those across 8 bars and check the mix in mono. That's enough to get the idea working fast. The big takeaway is this: in DNB, the best vocal textures act like part of the groove machine. They're bounced, gritty, and rhythmic. They create momentum without getting in the way. If you can mute the vocal and the track still works, but the version with the vocal feels more alive, you're in the right zone. So keep it chopped, keep it moving, and keep it supporting the drums and bass. That's how you get that timeless roller momentum with jungle and old school DNB flavor.